Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Jeff.
This report identified four building blocks that are essential for women who want to be financially secure. What are they?
Right. The building blocks are healthcare, housing, education, and childcare. And since work support is such a key issue for women on the financial edge, crucial for economic stability, we're going to focus on that last building block, childcare, in this conversation.
It's not something that gets a lot of attention in the news.
Not really. I've done a ton of reporting on poverty, and nonprofit leaders who work with low-income families and policy experts are always using the term housing cost burdened. Now, that basically means someone is spending more than 30% of their income on housing, which isn't really sustainable for folks on the financial edge. Well, at a presentation on this new data last week, the author of the report, Frances DeVinney, with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, introduced me to the concept of childcare cost burdened.
So, for example, for a family of three that lives below $24,000 a year, we're talking about spending 30% of income for paid childcare every year. That is a childcare cost burden for most families, and that's not necessarily guaranteeing quality.
And Jeff, for women living in poverty, the average they spend on childcare each year is 30% of their income, which means some people spend even more.
Wow. So if a mother doesn't have access to affordable childcare, it seems pretty obvious that her ability to work and earn a living is going to take a huge hit.
Exactly. And that's something else that this report has hard numbers on. DeVinney says about 14% of Texas families had a major job disruption because of a problem with childcare.
And that means they can't take a job because they don't have childcare in place. They have to quit a job because their childcare gets disrupted, or they have to reduce their hours working because of childcare issues. That's not only economically tragic for the family, but it's economically tragic for the businesses they're working on because it's expensive to have turnover and it's expensive to lose productivity like that.
Okay, what does childcare actually cost in Texas?
For full-time childcare, Texas parents are spending somewhere between $7,000 and $9,000 a year. And just to put that in context, the average cost of tuition and fees at a Texas public university is about $8,300 a year.
So what are some of the solutions researchers are proposing?
A biggie is more family-friendly policies at work. Things like paid sick leave and paid family leave, dependent care reimbursement accounts, or the option to telecommute. Another concept these researchers are pushing, public-private partnerships. An example would be the city or state working with corporations to subsidize or maybe even provide subsidized child care on site. President and CEO of the Dallas Women's Foundation, Rosalind Dawson Thompson, says making quality, affordable child care available to everyone, including low-income women and low-income women of color, will make Texas stronger going forward.
As we look at the future of our workforce, as we look at the future reality, how can we not countenance the importance of equity across every dimension for women and children? Because we will not have a healthy Texas economy. We will not have a healthy future if we do not take care of this.
We've really just scratched the surface here. The report is loaded with information, everything from how female-headed families are at higher risk for eviction to why earning college credit in high school could actually be a game changer for women.
You can, of course, read through the entire report yourself. We got a link at keranews.org. Courtney, thanks so much.
My pleasure.